This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
This week we are going to talk about something that we get asked about and is one of the main topics of all the questions and all the things that we get. It's about jealousy. If you're feeling jealous, dig inside yourself.
Yeah.
It's probably a you thing. You have some kind of fear of abandonment or that someone's going to be better than you or bigger than you or, you know. I've seen jealousy does some crazy stuff to people. Jealousy isn't your worst enemy. It's what you do with the jealousy. We always say this lifestyle can make or break your relationship, and it does it very quickly. We've noticed. Yeah. I mean, you'll know pretty fast if it's going to work out or not.
The ultimate prize is how close we've become.
Yeah. What you get out of working through it and dealing with it and getting through jealousy and all the bad feels so you can have all the good feels together.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Thanks for coming back. We appreciate you.
So last week we talked with Robin Lindsay and we covered your birthday weekend.
Yes.
So now that you've had some time to let everything really soak in, because we got it fresh. We recorded it in the midst of it.
No, that was a lot to, I was like overwhelmed. Yeah. In a good way, but speechless still. But can't say I'm not. Still, it was such a good weekend. I want to do it again, like a redo. I want like another one right now. I need a redo. I'm ready. It's been a couple weeks. It's time to go back. But yeah, we're busy planning all sorts of plans with our friends. Everybody's like, yeah. When can we get together again? We need to see you now. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I just, this whole working every weekend thing really puts a damper on it.
I was like, everybody's more than welcome to come over whenever, anytime. Yeah. I'm here all the time, but you won't be here. So
nope.
It's kind of a bummer.
Always I'll be here, bummer. But I'll be sleeping. In bed to sleep.
Yeah.
Or at work when you're up.
Yeah, he works third shift weekends, so kind of a buzzkill.
Yeah, that happens.
The fun killer, but it's okay. We're going to have fun soon. We got your birthday. We got Patty's weekend coming up tomorrow. I will be at Trapeze. Got all sorts of stuff. We're not doing anything for February and March. We sure are doing a lot of stuff.
We're not doing anything like, in February. You're doing an awful lot.
I didn't have anything planned all of February. And I don't know. It hasn't stopped since the New Year's. I'm not complaining.
No, it's been busy.
It has been every other weekend,
we've been doing something.
Yeah, it's been a lot of friend time. It's been good. But this week, we are going to talk about something that we get asked about and is one of the main topics of all the questions and all the things that we get. It's about jealousy. We're going to talk all about jealousy. We all have been there. We've all been through it. We all hate it. But we're going to talk about it. It helps to talk about it.
It does.
We've picked up a few little pointers and tips and tricks and stuff in the last 5 years or so.
Even though we don't get that as much, it still pokes his ugly little face up every once in a while.
Yeah. No, we don't. We'll talk about that more.
Looking for a fresh way to connect in the lifestyle? Welcome to the Playground, a modern space where open-minded adults meet, explore, and create unforgettable connections.
Built for the lifestyle community, the Playground is where curiosity meets connection. Ready to join the fun? Click the link below and start your adventure with the Playground today.
Yeah. All right, before we talk about jealousy, we need to talk about, understand what jealousy is and the types of jealousy and where it comes from and all the things about it. Usually is a insecurity. That's where it stems from. Usually it's an, I always say, if you're feeling jealous, dig inside yourself.
Yeah.
It's probably a you thing. You have some kind of fear of abandonment, or that someone's going to be better than you or bigger than you, or, you know, whatever it is, prettier than you, have more. And then you're scared to lose your partner, and you always have that. You're aware that that can be taken away, and that can be, it hits you sometimes when you're comparing. For me anyway, a lot of my jealousy that I've ever had, especially at the beginning, was I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't pretty enough. My boobs weren't big enough. My body wasn't good enough. You know what I mean? Like, it was like a physical thing for me when it would pop up. And that all, honestly, all you can really do in that situation is get confident. Like, that's what's going to happen.
It's not easy. It's not easy, guys. Just get confident.
Over time, as you, you know, hit that, it's really a you thing.
Yeah. Well, that's where the last time I felt a certain sort of way, it was I felt left out.
Yeah. That can be, and like, it could be like a physical jealousy. It can be more of that emotional connection. I know a lot of the time that's a big one that pops its big ugly head out, is the emotional part. When people see their partners getting
actually connecting with somebody else,
chemistry with somebody. And that's usually when it flags. Like, the physical part, for some reason or another, is a lot easier.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially when you enjoy it and you have that comparison and you like enjoy watching your partner with someone else. It's like, that's hot. But it's anything beyond that where it comes up. So you've got emotional, and then you've got physical jealousy, and then you've got the comparative one where it's more of an envy than a jealousy.
Yeah.
I really think it's she's, you know, or he or whatever, you get that.
Yeah, I feel like the compare, like, men compare themselves when it comes to like their size.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, or how muscular they are, like their physique.
Yeah.
Or
how tall they are. People, guys are like weird about their heights and stuff too.
Yeah, I don't get that. I'm not like that, but
I know.
But also, people, most when they meet me in person that have met me in person, they're like, "You're taller than I thought."
Yeah, a lot of people.
Thanks.
I said the same thing. That was the first thing I said to you when I met you in person. Like, also, yeah. You're a lot taller than I thought you would be.
Well, apparently, I look short.
You look very short. Apparently. I don't know. That's what I thought too. And you're not even tall. You're only like,
no, I'm average.
Yeah. I don't know, but you have that comparing, wanting something that someone else has. For me, it was really bad with my boobs. Like, a boob issue. I had a big boob issue. Like,
yeah.
Because they all deflated and went away. And I've had 4 kids, and I'm not as young as I once was. Also, gravity, you know. And I would love more than anything to get a brand new pair, but I'm unable to physically right now. So I'm like, that was a hard one for me, was comparing. Because everyone, especially the groups that we were hanging out with and the crews that we were, the parties we were going to and the events and stuff, everyone had the tummy tucks and the mommy makeovers, and everyone's got boobs.
Like, BBL.
Now BBLs came in there, and all the Ozempic and all of the things that everyone's doing. And it's like hard not, and the Botox and the fillers and the lip flips and all of that. It's hard to keep up with all of that. So you always find yourself comparing. I found myself comparing at the beginning really bad. Now I don't. I barely ever even care. Everyone's beautiful. Everyone's great and wonderful. And that kind of is.
But that was a journey for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. These were feelings, especially at the beginning, comparing myself to people. The envy was a hard thing because everyone, it felt like for a while there, it felt really like everyone had the perfect body. So why would he want a body that looks like mine? You know what I mean? Like that feeling. Like, he's with these supermodels. Why would he want to have this full time? All this. So it was a lot of that, getting through that. And really, honestly, that was definitely a me. That was when this lifestyle turned into, like, this is way more about a me journey than it is about us or anyone else journey. And that's when it really hit me, like, how much I had to work on myself.
Yeah.
And gaining confidence and self-esteem and dealing with all that. And that helped the jealousy so much. Because you realize, like, we've got way more than that history and life we've done together. And it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a physical thing. And it was kind of, you know, I had to navigate that and just gain self-confidence.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
I've seen jealousy does some crazy stuff to people. We have been through.
Yeah, I've seen some.
We have been through some weird.
Some doozies.
Uncomfortable.
Like, we've never really.
We've dealt with some jealousy doozy. Quietly a lot of the times. Yeah. And we've done it a lot of personal work and stuff. And that's usually when we come inward and we're like, what's going on here? There's something different.
One time we've ever had a discussion about feeling a certain sort of way is in private.
Like, oh, yeah. Just me I would and never you. Do it in front of anyone.
But
for sure, that's just respect and stuff. I just really have a hard time with people who feel the need to argue and fight with their spouse in front of people they, you know what I mean? Like, that, especially people they don't know and people they don't know very well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some deep stuff there. That's way deeper than just little feelings of jealousy that we've experienced. Luckily, we've not really experienced like hardcore. I've had some moments here and there when I felt like that it wasn't even like a jealousy. It just felt like I wasn't getting enough attention.
Yeah. You yeah. And that's I mean? Usually like where it stems from, where yeah. like I was paying attention too much to somebody yeah, I else. Felt,
I started feeling like a third wheel.
Yeah.
And I've had moments there where it's been a lot of people and a lot of stuff going on, and not because you like intentionally left me out, but in the moment it was like,
you caught yourself in the moment, yeah, like, yeah, alone.
Yeah, and lonely, it felt like. So it was yeah. like those, it wasn't, like I said, I can't even say that it was really a jealousy thing. I mean, I guess a little bit of, like, I need attention, maybe.
I think it was, coming. I think it's more of a, you catch yourself alone, yeah. and then our minds move really yeah. fast.
Because he doesn't want me. It's because he doesn't love me anymore.
Yeah.
Because like, he like her better.
Our thoughts yeah. move really fast. Yeah. What it might be 3 to 5 seconds.
yeah.
At that point, at that 3 to 5 yeah. seconds, we've gone through every scenario in our brain.
Worst case.
Of worst me, case.
Especially
yeah.
me. I'm definitely the worst case scenario, so I can prepare for the worst first. Yeah. And that's been a lot.
And then you just go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it ruins your mood, yeah. and then you feel...
These were pretty big events, and honestly, where it all stemmed from was just being overwhelmed and social. I didn't recognize this easily before. Like, my social button is just off. I need to remove myself. I need some recharge time. Where before, we were new and excited, and we were helping. We were running around with all of our people, and it was so many people, and it was...
Yeah, I mean,
we were excited
at the beginning too. That's when our social media was really
that's what I mean.
big.
And we would go from the time we woke, like, opened and our eyes to the time we finally
we
closed
our go,
eyes.
Go, 24 go,
hours
go,
later.
Go. Like, we would wake was, up,
yeah,
do whatever, and then go to a party, then come back and do some more social media stuff or content or whatever, yeah. and go back down for another party, then come back up and do more social media stuff, and then get ready for the night party.
I even feel like a lot of it wasn't even jealousy at all, and it was just being overwhelmed in general and anxious already, and I think that doesn't help when that all comes piling in there. And I didn't recognize, like, hey, you can take time, we need to eat. That's when we learned eating was important.
Eating,
drinking water,
taking an hour or two, yeah. and just laying in bed together.
Even if you don't sleep, just laying, relaxing, just for an hour, take a shower, something, and turn the lights off and just hang out for a minute.
I don't know about you, but when we do that, like, just lay down in bed before we get ready or whatever, I always have the moment where it's like, we could not just stay here.
I know. That's usually like, when I'm in the shower getting ready and I'm like, we could not.
yeah. Well, and like, you have to start getting ready before me.
I know.
So
he sleeps while I start getting ready.
So I take a nap like for an hour while you're showering. It's not fair. Because it only takes me 20 minutes to shower, shave, do my hair, throw my clothes on. I'm done.
I always am a little bitter for a minute when I'm starting to get ready, because it's usually after a good ass nap or dinner or something when I want a nap, and then I have to get ready, and you get to just like lay on the bed and just pass out.
It's nice. It is nice. I'm not going to lie. It's nice.
But getting back on track, sorry, what we're talking about, jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about jealousy, too, is that I have said this a million bazillion times, but it's going to happen. It's going to pop up.
Yeah.
It's a natural, normal human emotion that everyone has and experiences. It's not, jealousy isn't your worst enemy. It's what you do with the jealousy.
Absolutely.
And that's the key.
Well, I think it's our human response to blame everybody else for your emotions.
Deflect.
And you deflect it. And it's hard, especially for somebody that's just getting into the lifestyle and hasn't had to deal with these type of emotions very often, is unpacking, doing the self-work.
Usually it's just fear. Like, you're scared of something.
Yeah. For some reason, like, you're scared that your partner all of a sudden is going to get this white picket fence fantasy with this other person.
Yeah.
And it triggers, you're like, no, that's mine, you know?
Yeah. And usually, like, what we've seen a lot of jealousy about is that territorial. It's mine.
Mine.
This is mine. You get the, what do we call it? What do you always say?
Finding Nemo. The seagulls. Mine.
You belong to me. You're mine. Or she's mine. Or don't look, you know what I mean? It's like this weird. Yeah.
Well, we're programmed to do that.
Yeah.
Like, from a childhood, to be honest. Yeah. This, for 99% of the people in the lifestyle, this is a newer, like, even if they've been doing it 20 years, for most of their life, they were trained to be monogamous from childhood.
Yeah.
So,
socially acceptable way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you belong to your spouse.
Yeah, there's definitely an ownership. Like, and we're kind of breaking that cycle. Yeah. Where like, I am your person.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know, physically we are free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard. It's really hard to explain in that regard. Yeah. Because I do have some stuff. I do have a mine mentality.
Yeah.
Like, you are mine.
Yeah. And that's why we have boundaries and rules. And that's why kind of going into like tips and tricks and things that we've learned along the way. Boundaries are there for that reason, to help negate that jealousy feeling. Because if you have something that repeatedly brings up jealousy and you're feeling a certain like mind way about it, and you know that, that's when you can stick a boundary there and be like, we're not doing that anymore.
Right.
It can be whatever you want it to be. And if that helps that feeling and stuff until you work through it, then so be it. You know, it's,
yeah, it could just be a boundary that,
like,
you just put there to deal until you deal with the trauma or whatever's bringing that up.
Insecurity.
Or
it
could be something that's there forever.
Yeah, it could be something, it's just like a hard no.
Yeah.
Like, no one will ever call you daddy. That's my hard no.
Yeah, that makes your eye twitch. It just happened a few times, and I watch your whole facial expression change. It's like, we'll be leaving now.
Like, just not, and that'll never change.
So. Yeah, I'm like, we'll be leaving now. You just,
but no, we really, honestly, jealousy is just not a thing that,
no.
And I know people think that you think that you're saying that you're better swinger, or that's the first thought, is people roll their eyes and they're like, oh, it's, you think you're professional, you think you're better swinger than we are. It's not that at all. We have just been through so many different things and worked really hard on trust and security, and you're not going anywhere, and I know it 100%. And our marriage and relationship's never been more solid, which brings security there.
Yeah, that's where it really, we talk about, we've used every experience where we've had a negative emotion as a trust building.
Yeah. Like, turns a good thing into
We've always unpacked, especially in the beginning, like when we were just navigating the beginning stages of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
We would have an experience and talk about it for weeks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And like, I didn't like it when this happened. Analyze, or I really like that. Or did you see thought, that? What do you think about that? You know, we talked about it for weeks.
Oh yeah.
Our first experiences.
Oh yeah.
And that's how we started building our certain boundaries.
Yeah. Because we're figuring, that helps.
And like, I didn't like that. I'm like, okay, let's not do that then.
Yeah.
And then as we explored and got more comfortable with each other and our trust grew.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, like.
And that helps and get rid of the
toxic. Right. The more trust you have.
It's the whole cycle.
The more really open we really are.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Secure.
I don't think 3 years ago I would let you go to trap by yourself.
No, go like once a month by myself.
Because I know exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah. And I know.
And you know the people.
I know the
deep enough.
I know people that are there. I'm there.
Yeah.
Just in a roundabout way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I know you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 years ago, I didn't.
No, we would have never.
Even if I would have known the people there, I'd be like, nah.
We were always same room. We were never open to anything else other than that. Obviously, since then we've experimented with pretty much everything. But like, that was like a hard no for quite a while there.
Yeah,
we had to be within like arms.
Yeah, we had to be able to touch
each other.
We had to like touch each other.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And we're talking about boundaries. That is one that like now another. The whole like I don't get jealous or whatever, we just don't. And then the whole boundaries thing, they're like, what are your boundaries? I have TikToks out there with like 5 different things on the screen, and now I was trying to think of an updated one. What are your boundaries? I don't know. I don't know anymore. Protection is
I think we're
only left on the list.
I honestly think we're to the point now when it comes to boundaries and navigating jealousy is we'll let each other know if we hit
that's where we're at too. And I know that's like a red flag that we used to talk about at the beginning, like if someone says they don't have boundaries or don't get jealous, that's a red flag. And I hear me saying it and then I think about all the people rolling their eyes, but like I just think that's how deep we are, like how tight we are.
Like I just honestly think that we're honest enough with each other that if something comes up, we're going to talk about it.
Oh yeah, immediately. And we both don't have to have any more like we used to have like hand movements and cues and colors and names. I honestly, it's to the point where I just be like, I'm not good. We gotta go. I'm not good. Let's go step outside.
Or you know, a lot of times when I can see
if
you
kind
of debating on your emotions, I'll just like you have a certain face that you make and you just kind of like, and it's a very like overwhelmed and checked out face that you make. It's just kind of blank. And that's when I'm like, you good? And you'd be like, can we go outside?
Let's go for a walk.
I'm like, all right, let's go.
And that's not even jealousy, that's usually just anxiety.
Anxiety or
something is making me uncomfortable.
And thinking about your birthday weekend, there was a couple times where I didn't feel a certain sort of way at all through the weekend.
Yeah.
But there is a couple moments where I'm like, oh, we would have never 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like Saturday night after we got back from trap, your social battery just kind of just and you just went upstairs. Didn't say anything. You just went to bed. You just went to bed. Like 5 minutes went by and you were up in bed.
I was so tired. I've been up since
like
5
I looked around and I'm like, where's Ashley? And I went upstairs and you were asleep. I'm like, oh, okay.
But like, I know you're good. Like, I don't know, that back in the day, I used to have to like, we would be attached to each other at all times, no matter what. And now it's just like, when I need to go, I just go. And then you find me and it works out that way. Yeah. Same way with you. I'm like, I'll catch up with you. I'll figure it out. I'll check in. We always are checking all the time. And that's another part of the jealousy tips and things that we've learned is like physical touching, holding hands, just reconnecting for a moment, locking eyes, just checking in. It's those check-ins.
It's that really definitely help. The check-ins that it kind of just it's the reassurance part of it. Yeah, we're you good? I'm good.
Or if anything, like at an end, again, with the relationship being pretty close and tight, like that's the moment where I would be like, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
Or you'd be like, not doing great. Let's go talk about it. And we will talk about it. It's not, we're not like going to hold it off or put it off or anything. It needs to be dealt with at least enough.
Yeah.
To get that reassurance because that's what,
like,
sometimes it's assumptions and.
There's a lot
of. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You heard something wrong or you thought something wrong or you turned it around in your head.
Also, like, a lot of people assume that it's the end of the night. Yeah. When you have these conversations,
no,
which isn't the case.
No.
Like I'd say most of the time it is, hey, I feel this sort of way.
No.
Can we talk about it real quick? And it's literally a 5-10 minute conversation.
No.
And we go back out and we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually it's like a miscommunication or I saw something or you saw something that you didn't necessarily like, or it had, you know, that just triggered some type of feeling.
No.
And we go talk about, like, we'll go behind closed doors and we'll just talk about it and move on.
No.
Now, sometimes it's very rarely now, but in the past it used to be, okay, we're done for the night.
No.
We're going to lay in bed and talk about it, go to sleep. No. Talk about it in the morning.
But we've also always, like, our relationship is number one.
Yeah.
The only reason we're there is because we want to be there.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we're not good and we're not having, or someone's not having fun, then what is the point
exactly.
of being here? And we always.
That's one thing that's stuck around since the beginning is we've always said, this is an us thing.
This is an us thing. And that's our saying all the time. And we have had to numerous times, like, look at each other and be like, this is an us thing. We're not good and we're not doing it. Like, why would we keep going to an event? Or
if we're not having fun,
why would we be partying and stuff together if we're not okay? But our relationship is the whole reason for literally everything, so we've always held it there.
And
so in the lifestyle is no different. If we're not okay, one's not okay, we're both not okay. And some people need different things. They need different, you know, adjust boundaries that can help. We were talking about that. Or some people just need time and they need a moment, and writing it down is a good tip. Like, writing through it.
Yeah.
There's
like, I'm not like, I could see you doing that. Yeah. Like, it all depends on how you process information, be honest, in emotions. Like, I just have a very analytical brain.
Yeah.
And so I can logically.
Yeah.
Think through my problems. Now, I understand a lot of people are very emotional people and can't do that.
Yeah, that's what you need.
And that's where I can see writing it down. And and when you write it down and look at it, like, that's nuts.
That's what it is normally. That's normally.
Like, what am I?
That's why I write things all the time.
By seeing it written down, you actually see how, like, ridiculous
you can step away from
your thoughts are. It's like, oh,
different outlook on it from writing it down. That's why I usually do it just for myself, nobody else. I just, you know, write for myself. But also hand in hand with that, like, meditation, taking a deep breath, walking away, taking space, just, you know, keeping your person informed, though. Don't just run away and leave. We have seen some really bad jealousy situations where at clubs, we've talked about it before, like, just literally leaving your spouse there.
Yeah.
Or just start walking.
Or thinking they left.
Or just
not communicating, like, just,
oh, yeah,
like,
they're in the bathroom or something.
One,
no idea.
One
partner
just needing a little break, so they go get water or go for a walk, or if it's a hotel takeover, they'll walk through the hotel real quick.
In the bathroom.
Or sit in the bathroom or something like this.
Where, and then they, you have the other spouse panicking.
A quiet place.
Yeah.
And then the other spouse thinks they left. Worst case scenario. But also, I think we need to touch about the influence of
drugs and alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol.
That has been a huge issue. huge issue. It amplifies.
It amplifies everything. And you kind of lose those inhibitions to de-escalate the situation. Yeah. You become a very
emotional. Definitely escalates.
It definitely
every single time. And
you automatically become defensive.
And I've seen numerous times people use it as a crutch, like they have to numb. And it's because there's unhealed, undealt with jealousy and trauma and things that have happened.
If you need, feel like you need the drink to involve yourself in the lifestyle, you need it.
That is a huge problem.
You need to figure out why.
You need to stop being the lifestyle. Period.
At least for a minute, until you figure it out.
I do think that a lot of jealousy issues, couples that have repeated jealousy over and over again, I 100% believe that they need to step away from the lifestyle.
Oh yeah.
They need to work on, if it's a problem and you're constantly fighting and bickering and arguing and you're making things uncomfortable for people and for yourselves and you're always as a problem, you need to work on you and your spouse. It's the owner. You need to tap back into why you're there and what you're doing there, because I think a lot of couples lose sight of what they're really there for. They get caught up in getting these partners and having sex and have all this fun and party and themes and all this crazy stuff when the whole reason and purpose you're there is for you and your partner.
Yeah, it's
or yourself.
It's easy to get caught up in all the excitement.
It is. It's
and the glitz and the glam and the you know,
so much fun.
It is. But yeah, in the end of the day you're there with your partner.
And I think a lot of couples forget that. And they put themselves on the back burner and they focus on the lifestyle and the glitz and the glamour and the dressing up and the having fun and the drinking and the dancing and doing all of that. But it always goes back to you're there.
Yeah.
As the us thing. It's an us thing. And this is an us thing. And it's about us. So yeah, we've seen some nasty, if you can't tell by our tone, we've seen some nasty fights. Some really good people we can't do jealousy very much. We have a hard time dealing with the constant, not jealousy though, it's the fighting.
Yeah,
if it gets to the point where you're fighting with your spouse,
that's
that much of a problem, then we're gonna probably peace.
Yeah, we're going to definitely back off quite a bit,
because that means there is some deep shit there that you haven't dealt with and you're not dealing with and you need to work on.
Yeah,
and usually that's when we're like, you need to take that time, step away, love ya, bye. Just that easy. It's that simple for us. We love hanging around couples that are solid and have their shit together. And, you know, I understand that jealousy is going to happen here and there. Feelings are going to happen.
Anxiety, we said it at the beginning.
Stuff's going to happen, but.
And we'll say it a million times more. It's not that if you feel jealous, it's how you deal with it.
How you deal with it. And you can tell when the person or the couple or whatever has healthy coping mechanisms and they have, you know, good ways to work around it.
That open line of communication and listening skills and
when they're genuinely sorry and genuinely.
Yeah, because every time you felt a certain way or I felt a certain way, we're all like, I never meant to make you feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. What can I do not to make you feel this way again? Yeah. And sometimes there's nothing you could do. It was just a me thing. Or it was when you did this. Yeah. I won't do that anymore.
Yeah. We can work on that.
Okay. No biggie.
We can avoid that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that open line of communication and being able to say, hey, I'm not okay without the fear of judgment is probably the biggest part.
Yeah. And it's a hard part for people.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say it came easy to us.
No.
We were always pretty honest with each other. So it wasn't hard for us, but it's at a whole different level.
It's not so easy for a lot of people.
No, it's not.
And then you find them
But then, again, why? If it's not that easy for you to talk to your partner, why? Yeah. Yeah.
It all boils down to you got to work on that together. Yeah. Whatever it is. It could be a whole list of things. It could be a whole bunch of stuff that triggered it too. And you have to figure it out together and figure out what you're going to do about it. Because it will keep copping up. And it will, the more that you keep stuffing it down and stuffing it down, I promise there will be a moment where you can't anymore. and it's going to be dealt with whether you like it or not.
Yeah, it's going to come up.
How you deal with it.
And it's going to pop up eventually.
Yeah.
And it's definitely how you...
They're not saying we're perfect, that's for sure. No. I know that I'll be jealous again, and you'll have moments of jealousy too again, and it's going to happen again. There's more than likely, especially with all the different people we meet and the different scenarios we get into, and the more we trust each other and the more we experience this world, like, this, you know, stuff is going to pop up.
Yeah. I mean, because the more open we get...
The more you open yourself up to...
The more you open yourself up to an experience that's going to trigger something.
That's not all going to be like...
No, it's not all rainbows all and unicorns, which I do love me some unicorns, but...
I love some rainbows.
But...
We try to get it to that all the time, but we're going to fail here and there. We're going to fall down. Things are going to be weird. Yeah. Things are always weird. Like... I know our saying is, it's not that serious, they'll make it weird, but like, we're always be making it weird. And other people be peopling and making it really weird. And it's what you do with it and how you navigate
it. I don't know. I always try and make jokes.
There's nothing worse than just not, when you know a couple is just not good.
Yeah.
And they're good people, and they're nice people, because that's the thing about the lifestyle is
everyone is so nice.
We say that all of the time, and everyone we've talked to, it comes up the same way, and everyone is so nice. But
it's like, it's when you get in these situations and these masks come off.
Yeah, it can,
and you start to see like the people they are.
Yeah.
And
they let those walls down.
And again,
no,
just because we are friends with you and we see these things come up, that doesn't mean we're going to stop talking to you. Yeah. But we're probably not going to play for a while until we see.
Oh, yeah. We're going to remove ourselves from that part of it.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. We're going to definitely take a step back from that part of it until we see you guys better.
Yeah, we just don't tolerate it. We don't tolerate fighting. We don't talk, especially physically. We don't, I mean, you touch each other and pretty much that's it for us. I probably would never put myself into a situation with you again to make me, because I'm, you know what I mean? Like that's huge. We've seen some stuff. We've seen people cry. We've seen people physically. We've seen like touch each other. We've seen people just... nasty things you can say to somebody that's your person, you know, and it always blows my mind, and so it's hard for me to really like get past that, because I'm like, that's your human, your person in the world,
if you say that to your person,
nasty stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What are you going to say? Like,
I think I'm going to involve myself in between that. It's going to take some trust, and it's going to take some time.
Yeah,
it's going to take a whole lot of work, because I am not going to be a part of it. Why would I ever put myself in that vulnerable situation when you're doing that with your person of all the people?
Yeah.
So jealousy can be a pretty nasty thing.
It really can.
We've seen some nasty stuff. We've been a part of where like we got to go now.
Yeah.
We have stuff to work on.
Like, okay, bye.
Yeah, we've
stopped whole orgies because of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, we saw stuff going on. We're like,
it's definitely right, where I say bye. Ghosting is acceptable. To just remove yourself from that situation, especially if it's like not safe situation.
And but also, like, it's clearly a them thing.
Oh, yeah.
So why would I involve myself in a them
thing? And that's what we've said. We're like, okay, this is like, you've got some stuff you guys have to work on together.
Yeah.
We're going to be going on our way.
we'll be over here.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
And in this last 4 or 5 years, we have become the newbie coach. Don't know how it happened. It just has.
I don't know.
We became the couple for new people, and I love it. I don't hate it. It's perfect. It works.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that like avoid newbies. I don't necessarily hate it.
Yeah. So then like, they bring us in, and they're like, "Here, meet Ashley and Russ. These are your new."
I love sharing our experiences with people.
Yeah, It makes sense.
And what we've learned.
Yeah. But coming along with that, though, I was saying that's where we've seen some pretty nasty stuff, because it's jealousy popping its head for the first time. People that don't know and have never really dealt with these emotions and these like things that they're seeing, that comes along.
Well, and then what seems to be the trend is everything's hunky-dory, then they'll have, you know, a situation. Yeah. We'll see ourselves out of that situation. Yeah. And then the next day or two, they're calling and texting us or snapping us, be like trying to explain.
Yeah.
And we're just like,
we understand.
We get it, but that's something you guys got to deal with. We can't, we can't deal with it for you.
Yeah. We had to learn how to remove ourselves, because we, at the very beginning, that's where I was kind of
like, we were trying to fix marriages and help. Stuff.
Yeah. We became like therapists almost. And we were not qualified for that. And I have never wanted to be that. And it just kind of was like, we wanted to help our people because we love these people. You get really close with these people and you feel connected. And then you're, and stuck in between a marriage that is just not good.
No.
And you get to the point where you have to remove yourself. You have to
draw that line.
Yeah.
Because when you start kind of getting involved with the other people's relationship, emotions get blurred and you're opening the door to attachment things and this and that. Yeah. And it's like, nah, I'm good.
And then like when they all, there's been times where people have gotten divorced and then you're stuck in the whole pick a side. And I don't pick sides. I don't do that. I'm not a pick side person. Yeah. I'm always Switzerland. And it does put you in those weird, we've been through some weird things.
We've
seen jealousy absolutely destroy. We always say this lifestyle can make or break your relationship. And it does it very quickly. We've noticed. Yeah. I mean, you'll know pretty fast if it's going to work out or not. And it can make a marriage amazing and wonderful. And you can thrive like never before. But then you have that other side.
But you have to be honest.
That's the thing. And you have to do the work.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a whole bunch of uncomfortable work that nobody wants to do. Stuff that we force down and we just keep quiet and we don't listen to those thoughts and those feelings and stuff. You don't deal with them. But like I said, it will come out. Promise. In this lifestyle, you are put in some vulnerable situations and it'll escape eventually.
Yes.
And it's not going to be good unless you know how to deal with it. And that's why we're here today. Just kind of help take a moment. Aftercare is another huge one that we didn't talk about, dealing with it, making sure. And in the lifestyle, aftercare is different than like BDSM lifestyle.
Yeah.
In the lifestyle, it can be as simple as just a physical touch.
Yeah, just
I hate the word reclaiming. I think reconnecting is a better word for that.
Yeah, reclaiming.
It feels territorial. Yeah. It feels icky and weird and you're not property. And it's just a whole thing.
Yeah.
But reconnecting, I do think, is a very good, because we have always done that. We always have, like, after the night is over, we have our marriage sex. We connect with each other.
Yeah, but it's always
so hot.
It's so good.
So good. And it's so sweaty and nasty. It's raw, like marriage sex. It's like a comfortable, hot, but it's like all of the things that have happened and we get out, you know, and then at the end of the night. And I don't really think that's reclaiming. I think that is just reconnecting. And comfortable and being with your person and you've been turned on for like hours and like excited and like I need to get off because that was hot. But you know, aftercare can look different in the lifestyle than it can be as simple like snack and a drink, going to get a snack together. We've sat outside of hotels and stuff like that and got like snacks in the front bar, ice cream bars and stuff like that, and
little cafe freezers and stuff they have in hotels,
and just been like randomly talking about all the things that have happened and eating snacks and putting sweatpants on finally,
or
and
going outside waiting for the DoorDasher to show up
get pizza or some kind of food involved.
Usually we finally get back to the room, we're like, I'm hungry.
I'm thirsty. I need a water and I need to put sweatpants on and eat something bad for me or snack on something. But that's usually when we're sitting there, we'll sit there and talk about what has just happened, or, oh my God, did you just see that or hear that or feel that? Or how'd you, it can be as simple as just, how are you? are you okay?
Yeah.
Like we were saying, checking in and stuff. That's a lot of aftercare, is just checking in and being like, how are you?
Yeah.
Physically, mentally, emotionally, all the things. And it doesn't have to be anything huge and crazy. And it can be like cuddling and blankets, and people cuddle. A lot of people cuddle.
Yeah.
A lot of our friends are cuddle puddlers. They're always any opportunity to cuddle puddle.
You're not, no. But I am.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. He's all about the cuddle puddle.
I love a good cuddle puddle.
I have a hard time with cuddle puddle.
The cuddle puddle.
I'm not a physical touch person.
No, you're not. You're not.
I'm not. I just don't like.
You're, that's don't just like not you. Touched. I love it.
Fun fact. I don't like to be touched. Tell me how it works. I don't know. It does. But all of our friends and Tim are all cuddlers. So yeah. They're always like, want to cuddle puddle? It'd be like 1 p.m. We'll be eating at lunch. You want to go cuddle puddle? It comes up all day every time we're together.
Yeah.
Cuddle puddle time yet?
I'm a
cuddle. I will cuddle puddle, but I don't get off on it like you all do.
Quite as much. I don't know. I just, it's like a warm hug.
Like, I don't know. Hate hugs.
I don't know. I feel hugs. I don't. It's hard to explain how it, like a cuddle puddle feels.
No, I get it. I've been in many of them. I do them. Yeah. I just, usually, especially after all that, I just want to be like, I'm all sweaty. I need to get a shower. I need to take a moment.
Yeah,
shower, deal.
The cuddle puddles after a shower are the best cuddle puddles.
Yeah, everybody be trying to do it in the mornings. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I need to brush my teeth first. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I love you, but also, can I just brush my teeth? Real quick.
I need to be good.
Yeah.
Be clean.
Hey, everyone. If you ever wondered where we get our outfits, accessories, and even some of the cool decor that you see in our content, look no further. We've got it all linked in our Amazon storefront. From stylish fits, fun accessories, to the decor that sets the vibe, we've handpicked our favorites just for you. Head over to our Amazon storefront to check it out, and you might just find something that fits your style. Shopping our picks helps support the show, so thank you for all the love.
Yeah, those are just some things and some tips and some stuff that maybe, hopefully, might help someone
maybe
just deal with it
together. I think that's the overall message to this episode. Yeah,
communication is key. As always and forever, the same thing we say every single episode. Communication really is key.
Communication and honesty.
Even if you don't know how to frame it and you don't know where that feeling's coming from and you just say that. It's okay to say that. It's okay to be like, I'm feeling a certain sort of way. I'm not really sure where it's coming from or why, but I would like to work on it.
Right.
When we need to work through it and just take time to connect with each other.
Yeah. It's definitely not a race. I feel like there's a lot of people that feel that they have to rush into certain things.
Yeah.
And there's not.
No.
There's no rush. You can be like, we knew people that were navigating lifestyle for a year and a half before they even touched anybody else.
Oh, yeah. Longer than that, we know a couple of people that just, well, there's people in lifestyle that still have never.
Yeah.
It's just a them thing. And that's fine. That's, again, the lifestyle is whatever you want it to be. It can have, you can have 400 and boundaries and rules, a contract to sign. You can make it whatever you want it to be to make you the most comfortable. But again, biggest tip, work on where that's coming from and why you feel the need to have these rules and these boundaries. And what is it that coming from? Is it fear of abandonment? Like, what's going on there? Are you feeling not secure, not confident? And deal with that. And usually with that, you'll be able to actually, because the whole point is to just be able to fulfill all fantasies, any fantasies that you ever could want to do together. And that's like the ultimate goal, is to fulfill every fantasy, all the fantasies together.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to work on getting there because it's not easy.
No.
It's not easy.
It's not.
There's some uncomfortable moment.
It takes a lot of work.
Yeah. Get comfortable being uncomfortable because you're going to be uncomfortable.
You get sweet. Like, we've gotten so close through those conversations.
Oh, yeah.
That, I don't know, it's definitely worth it just from that.
Yeah. We've had some
crazy experiences, and we've had a lot of fun, but in the end, like, the ultimate prize is how close we've become.
Yeah. What you get out of working through it and dealing with it and getting through jealousy and all the bad feels, so you can have all the good feels together.
Yeah.
Unlimited good feels. That's the only goal. That's why we're all here. But yeah, that's... If you have any questions or anything, want to talk about it more,
comment.
We're not professionals. We're here just spewing whatever
we've
seen, whatever we've done.
It's our opinions.
We're not sure why anyone wants to listen to us talking about these things, but we're here to talk about them.
It's definitely you. It's not me. They're here for you.
No. No. But yeah, they, you know, we want to talk about it. If you don't agree or you think something different, or you have your own thoughts, put them Instagram. Reach out on our Instagram. We have a podcast, Hot Couple Chronicles podcast, on TikTok and Instagram, and we are always DM us, make a story, something. We're always trying to get your input and any
challenge
more
us a little bit so we can address it.
I know. Like, whatever you want to hear talk more about, let us know. We like to talk. We're talkers. So that's why we started this.
We're ramblers.
We are ramblers. We're
ramblers.
Suck at podcasting, if you haven't noticed, because we kind of just
trail
have a topic
off this way,
and
trail off that way.
We have a whole outline, things that we really want to cover. We want to be more professional, but then we just start talking with our hearts, not our brains. We go off on lots of tangents and it kind of gets lost. And then all of a sudden we're looking at it and it's an hour in, and then you're got to wrap it up.
Yep.
Already time to go.
Oh. So next week we're going to talk about
the big bad word that makes me not a real swinger. OnlyFans.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's the worst word you could ever say. Ever.
Yeah.
There's a lot I have to say about that, and I've been wanting to say about that for a really long time, and I do get judged every day, pretty much every day.
You get judged from both sides of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's...
Oh, yeah. It's very confusing, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey for my OnlyFans, but we are going to talk about that a little bit more next week and tap into that. And then filming this now, it is now Thursday. So tomorrow I'm going to Trapeze solo.
Yes, for...
First Friday
with Pineapples After Dark.
Mm-hmm. When you're listening to this, it'll be already a week after. And then, yeah, it's Superheroes. So And we don't do superhero, so I'm trying to come up with a costume, because this was another last minute decision to kind of go.
Yeah, solo. You weren't going until last week.
Yeah, you brought it up and you suggested it, and I was like, and I thought about it for a little bit, and I'm like, okay, whatever, because I won't be able to make March, and we'll have the Patty Party, and it felt like so far away, so I'm like,
I'll just try. My work schedule has me busy for the next month, basically. Yeah. So I won't be able to get away for a weekend.
Yeah. So he's like, well, unless you just go by yourself on Friday, and it's with pads, so it's pretty safe crew, and it's our people. So it'll be good. And I'm trying to come up with some kind of costume. I'm thinking, I don't know if you know Secrets, 2 years ago, a long time ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I went, he was Superman.
Oh, I was Superman, yeah.
And I was Lois Lane. So I was going to try and pull together something similar to that, but without you, it's going to be a little bit different. So I'm trying to...
Your idea. I just have to find that shirt.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm sure you'll see pictures. I'm sure I'll be taking pictures of that. You'll see them on the social media by the time you listen to this. But yeah. And then we have Patty Party.
Yeah. The St. Patty's
Party. We've got that. And
that's my birthday weekend, March 14th.
March 14th. And where's that at?
That's in Loganville, Georgia.
Yeah, it's an Atmosphere.
And we have a link for that down below. Yeah. And then after that is Secrets.
April's
with
coming.
Swinger Society.
Yeah, April's coming fast.
No.
It's coming quick, and I am so excited. Let me know if you want to get on the wait list, because there's quite a wait list, but people are starting to back out. And
everybody
plans are starting to happen,
say,
so.
It booked out like really, really so fast.
Same day.
But it was so far in advance that life happens. We get it. And people back out. And so rooms become available.
Yeah. They're starting to come open randomly. So get on the wait list. Hopefully you can get a room. Definitely recommend. Secrets is our fave. We love Secrets.
Yeah, we love. It's a whole vibe. Yeah, it's just 3 days
vacation for us.
Yeah,
like it's our vacation time and we take full advantage of it.
Yeah,
every moment.
Well, and this time we've talked about it that we're decided that we're not going to do a room crawl,
doing anything at all, except
but we are going to do a luncheon in our room.
Yes, all of our listeners, we're going to get you in a little secret Saturday at noon-ish. I'll for sure put something on Instagram the exact time and all of that, but we are bringing back margaritas and pizza. That was always our thing at Secrets, and we stopped doing it the last two times, and everyone's been super sad about it. So we're gonna bring it back, and yeah, we're gonna have like a little lunch in our room. So if you're gonna be there, come hang out, come say hi,
come hang out.
We love hosting. Pizza.
I'll have plenty of margaritas.
We'll have plenty of food, plenty of drink, and we will have all sorts of goodies. We always do. We carry a whole bunch of stuff along with us. It's a good time, I promise. It's like room 141. Yeah, 141. So come.
It's going to be interesting. Good. It's going to be good.
We got a whole new tiki bar now, so we're excited to go see it. And it's going to be fun. So, yeah, come along with us to Secrets. Get on the wait list. Let me know. And check out all of our social media. Make sure you're following Instagram, TikTok. We've got all the pages, and that's all in our link tree, and you can find that
below. Yeah, we have individual links below and the whole link tree below. So
pretty much anywhere on social media you can find
it. Yeah, you can find it
everywhere.
You can find us.
Follow us on Instagram. That's like your best bet to keep track of where I'm going to be, because I am a last minute girly. Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
She'll pop up on you.
I do. You never know where I'm going to be next. But yeah, that's all I've got to say about that.
Yep. So as always,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.
Bye, guys.